This is Morning Edition on KSJD. I'm Daniel Reisel. Colorado Governor Jared Polis has extended the state's Safer at Home order until June 1, but some people in Montezuma County do not have permanent homes where they can stay safe. This can make them more vulnerable to the impacts of COVID-19. KSJD's Austin Cope has been following the county's response to the spread and the impacts of COVID-19 among locals experiencing homelessness. You can read his work at ksjd.org, and he joins me now to share his reporting. Hey, Austin.
Hey, Daniel.
So, how are people who are experiencing homelessness more vulnerable to the impacts of the disease?
Well, there's a lot of different factors here, but one of the first things is kind of what you mentioned already, is that shelter is difficult. People who have unstable housing don't have access to places where they can stay for long periods of time safely. That's something that people who work with populations experiencing homelessness know. I spoke to Lori Knudsen with the Bridge Emergency Shelter. She says a lot of people who can't go to the Bridge since it's closed for the season now, they end up staying with friends. They stay on their couches. They may rent motel rooms if they have the money. And sometimes they are sleeping outside, say in parks or in places where they're able to camp out. The other big thing is mental health and addiction issues. A lot of people are experiencing pretty serious addictions or mental health issues, and that does run into their ability to stay in one place for a long period of time. Lori Knudsen also mentioned how before the Bridge was opening for the season, or it was closing for the season, they had a lot of issues keeping people staying in one place when the governor announced the shelter-in-place order. They ended up turning into a 24-hour shelter. But since alcohol and drugs are not allowed in the Bridge, a lot of people ended up having to decide to leave, and they weren't allowed back in.
Do we have an idea of how much COVID-19 is spreading among this local population in the county?
With the current situation in the county, it is a little bit difficult to say. That is one point of contention between the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment and the county commissioners. It was listed as one of the main reasons that the CDPHE decided to deny Montezuma County's request for a variance from the social distancing regulations. So the state did appear to have some data. However, in subsequent conversations with CDPHE, the Montezuma County commissioners really trying to pin down the CDPHE Deputy Director Karen McGowan on that data. And she wasn't really able to give a specific response. That said, they did make it clear that that is a number of factors that was affecting the county, which was the spread of COVID-19 among homeless populations. It's at this point, it's hard to say where the numbers are. That said, the state has also put in a lot more resources, or they promised a lot more resources to increasing testing among populations experiencing homelessness.
So this has also been part of the county's response as far as how they're handling COVID-19 here in the county. What are they doing as far as helping people who don't have stable access to housing at this time?
The main thing the county is working on kind of right now is what they're calling alternate care facilities. So they have one of these identified, and one of them they're also kind of in the process of finding. These are places where people could go if they either don't have access to permanent shelter or don't want to infect their family or put their family at risk being in the homes where they are. This would be voluntary, and it would be for people whose COVID-19 cases may not be serious enough to require hospitalization. The other thing is the locations of these areas would not be shared with the public. The county is hoping to keep these private for fear of targeting or retaliation on behalf of the public. So those experiencing COVID-19 symptoms would first approach the county or the hospital and then be referred from there.
Austin, as we wrap up today, what else do you know about the resources that are available for people who need them right now?
There are quite a few community resources. One of them, I did speak to Access Health System. Their public relations director, Serrata Leavenworth, the way she put it is that she didn't want to list a bunch of people because she didn't want to leave anybody out. There really is a long list. So KSJD does have some more resources on its page. And also the Bridge Shelter is a main one. Access Health System is another group I spoke to. There is the Good Samaritan Center, many, many other groups. And KSJD, does kind of work to cover that as much as we can.
That's KSJD's Austin Cope. You can read his full story about Montezuma County's response to the impact of COVID-19 among those experiencing homelessness at ksjd.org. Thanks, Austin.
Thanks, Daniel. Good to be back.